For Yellowstone Public Radio News, good evening. I'm Bree Ripley.
And I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester wants to know how the Trump administration's proposed 2018 federal budget will affect the Indian Health Service. So, on Wednesday, Tester turned to the troubled agency's new acting director, Rear Admiral Michael Wiocki, for answers. And it didn't go well. Wiocki could not explain how much money IHS is billing Medicaid to help keep the agency running.
I think it's absolutely unbelievable that you can't separate how much money that Medicaid has helped you with third-party billing. I mean, to the point where I think we should almost demand an audit. That's not how things work.
It rapidly went downhill from there for Wiocki, whose agency serves over 2 million American Indians and Alaska Natives. Indian Health Service has long been underfunded and is widely criticized for its aging facilities, subpar medical care, and chronic staff shortages. Under the 2018 proposed federal budget, it's facing cuts of about $300 million. Tester asked Wiocki seven times during Wednesday's Senate Indian Affairs and Appropriations Committee meeting if he thought that budget proposal would help or hurt IHS's staffing problems. And seven times Wiocki refused to answer the question, and that didn't sit well with Tester.
If you guys don't advocate for a budget, how the hell are we supposed to fix it? I have never had, in 10 years on this committee, I have never had somebody come up here and when I ask them a direct question, they don't answer it. I asked you a direct question on whether this budget was up or down, and you would not answer it. You refused to answer it. That is totally unacceptable. I did not come in here with my hair on fire, but I'm leaving here with it. And I'm going to tell you something. Indian Health Service is in a crisis. And if you have served in Indian Health Service for 10 years and you have answered the questions in Indian Health Service like you have here today, it's no wonder that it's in crisis. I cannot believe what has transpired in this hearing today. All I want is some damn answers.
We're joined again by Yellowstone Public Radio's Bree Ripley. Hi, Bree.
Hi, Ed.
So at this hearing, Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican from Alaska, she said she was, I believe the word she used was horrified, as she cited statistics and quoted lines from a Wall Street Journal article about how IHS fails Native Americans, right?
Horrified indeed. Dan Frosch and Chris Weaver, reporters with the Journal, co-wrote the article Senator Murkowski read aloud from. The investigative piece published last week details tragedy after tragedy of people dying at poorly funded, poorly organized IHS hospitals. Here's reporter Dan Frosch.
I think what you saw from Senator Murkowski and Senator Tester, they were hoping that Admiral Wiocki would share in their outrage or at least express a sense of urgency in terms of his willingness and IHS willingness to address some of these problems, which, you know, as we document in our story, are oftentimes a matter of life and death. And you did not see that from him, Admiral Wiocki, that is, yesterday. You saw sort of a very sort of staid responses about IHS and their commitment to making things better. But there was not, I think, the urgency and the same sense of anger about how Native folks were being treated at these hospitals that the senators were looking for.
And this is reporter Chris Weaver's take on Wednesday's hearing.
Part of the spectacle of yesterday's hearing, you know, was to watch Republican senators basically invite an agency chief to ask for more money and then to watch the agency chief refuse to do it.
When Weaver and Frosch went to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for comment on the article they published last week, they never got it. Weaver explains.
Basically, the only thing we ever heard back from them was that a spokesperson emailed to clarify that I was, quote, asking them to comment on a situation they inherited, you know, as though these were all Obama administration problems.
And Weaver says the fact that Admiral Wiocki is a temporary acting director is a sign that it's unclear how committed the new administration is to addressing IHS problems.
At his own confirmation hearing back in January, President Trump's health secretary, Tom Price, had said he was aware of problems at the agency and intent on fixing them. But, you know, the first step to that would be to put somebody in charge of the ship.
After the hearing, Admiral Wiocki said in a statement to the Journal that he welcomes the opportunity to work with the committee and will continue communication with members and provide responses to information they requested. Frosch says he doesn't think this response is particularly satisfying to all members of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee.
It goes back to something I mentioned earlier, where you don't get a sense of urgency from the acting director with regards to some of these problems that he was being pressed on. I think what they were looking for was less, I'm glad to be here and we're looking forward to working with the committee, as opposed to, please give us the resources we need to fix this problem so we can finally take care of this once and for all. And there was really none of that coming from IHS yesterday.
Frosch says several congressional committees are expected to continue holding hearings on IHS issues in the coming months. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.
And for Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.